Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today, we'll be discussing In re Lifschitz, which was decided in the California Supreme Court in 1970. The question before the court was, can the psychiatrist claim privilege for information obtained in treatment when the patient has already waived that privilege? Facts. On June 3, 1968, Mr. Joseph Housick filed a suit against John Arabian for damages from an alleged assault. Mr. Housick alleged that the assault caused him physical injuries, pain, suffering, and severe mental and emotional distress. Mr. Housick was deposed and stated that he had received psychiatric treatment from Dr. Lifschitz 10 years earlier for a period of 6 months. Mr. Arabian then subpoenaed for Dr. Lifschitz treatment records and a deposition relating to his treatment of Mr. Housick. Dr. Lifschitz refused to produce records and refused to answer treatment questions. He even refused to acknowledge that he treated Mr. Housick. A superior court found that because Mr. Housick had made his mental and emotional condition an issue in his suit, that psychotherapist-patient privilege no longer applied. The court then ordered Dr. Lifschitz to comply, but he did not cooperate. The Superior Court then found Dr. Lifschitz in contempt and was put into jail. Dr. Lifschitz argued that he had a constitutional right to absolute confidentiality in his communications with and treatments of patients, holding, quote, no constitutional right enables the psychotherapist to assert an absolute privilege concerning all psychotherapist communications. In other words, a patient has the right to waive privilege for information obtained during treatment, not the psychotherapist. Reasoning. Regarding Dr. Lifschitz's allegation that he had a constitutional right to absolute confidentiality in his communications with and treatment of patients, the court noted that his patient, who Dr. Lifschitz sought to protect, had the full opportunity to challenge the disclosures, but declined to do so. Dr. Lifschitz cited Griswold v. Connecticut and the right to privacy, but the court noted that in the Griswold case, it was the patient's privacy rather than the physician's. In this case, Dr. Lifschitz was claiming that he had a right to psychotherapist privilege and privacy. Dr. Lifschitz also argued that intrusions to confidentiality would, quote, unconstitutionally impair the practice of his profession. However, the court did not agree with this claim and stated that psychotherapists already had practiced in an environment of non-absolute privilege. Finally, the court noted that the psychotherapist cannot assert a patient's privilege if the patient has already waived their privilege or if it falls within a statutory exception. The court again talked about how Mr. Housick had raised the issue of his mental state, which, quote, in effect dispenses with the confidentiality of that ailment. The court also noted that a defendant should not be allowed to establish a claim, such as for mental distress, while simultaneously blocking access to that information, such as blocking mental health treatment records. In sum, In re Lifschitz, which was decided in the California Supreme Court in 1970, held that it was the patient, not the psychotherapist, that can assert privilege over records.